Let's talk about the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 1 and 2 of season 6. Another list and the beginning of the end. At the end of the second episode here, the beginning of the end, Larry announces he's leaving the show, and we know this is the last season. So it sounds like we're playing out that scenario of this being his final season, both in the fictional Larry Sanders Show and in the real one. Another list is Larry kind of resisting network suggestions to change the show, which leads up to what happens in the next episode. And Hank meeting a lookalike fan who has his license plates that say, "Hey, now."
Of the two episodes, I thought that the first one was more even. Do we know, I assume that they knew this was going to be their last season and that's why they made it about it, or?
I don't know. I don't know that for sure. Yeah, yeah. I'm curious as well.
Not that it matters. The first episode I thought was more even in that, you know, there's this, you know, bombastic, you know, there's an awful lot of Jon Stewart stuff and
Jon Stewart and Winona Ryder making out in the green room.
And Jon Stewart perfectly nailed it and sets up the last bit where he says, "I know what he's gonna do," and I'm like, "Well, what's he gonna do?" He's like, "He's gonna step on all of my lines. He's gonna mess them up." And then, sure enough, watching that play out was a joy. And then that moment that Artie says, "Look, I've tried to shield you from a lot of stuff, but I this is your decision to make." And he says, "I want to restart the show." And then it just ending with the punch of him taking the network notes and doing the high fives and everything was great. I thought that was a very even episode. The second episode was just, the majority of it was just a bummer. Just him sour and dour and bummed out. But then the last couple of minutes when he has the realization that he's going to quit. It's just everybody being awful to each other for most of the episode, which I think is what made me burst out laughing a couple of times and just feel genuinely awesome when he just announces I'm out. And
it's one of those things where it was not fun to see him go through all of that, but I guess it did pay off because you understand why he's finally sticking up for himself and saying that. And a few things went through my mind. One is he's been through the end of a show before with It's Gary Shandling's Show, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it was like this, but you know, there's some reality he's drawing.
He's been the
guest host, so he knows the Jon Stewart side of this, right?
Yeah.
Because he was the Tonight Show guest host for many years, right? It was Tonight Show, right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I think they were grooming him and
yes, Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
Tonight Show. Yeah. And then there's something that I don't know that they are aware of at this point, because these were obviously written before they aired in March 98. But Jon Stewart is about to take over the Daily Show from Craig Kilborn.
Had he already had his MTV show by then?
Yes. Yes. This is in the interregnum between those two, I believe.
Okay. So it's credible that he would be in that same spot. The, man, Jon Stewart is amazing throughout all of this. I've never seen, even as Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk more punchable than he was in this one episode. 1998, man. It's starting to sound actually topical. They're talking about the real doll. They're making references to stuff that to me now feels like 20 minutes ago and not. This season was released to a couple of what, 2-3 years before 9/11. Like that's how
it was. Yeah, it was 1998. Current. These are March 1998. Yeah. We're now in the internet era, right? Like this is the rise of the real doll. I think of as a .com era topic. And that struck me too when he mentioned that. I was like, oh, we're in the modern era.
Yeah, this is AOL's a thing. This is they're probably going to be talking about sending each other emails at some point. I mean, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other thoughts on Larry Sanders' Show?
No, I felt really bogged down and was really not enjoying the just everyone beating up on Larry, but that power dynamic shift that I would like my desk back for the final 8 weeks. Like now all of a sudden, Larry with senioritis, Larry with Larry with all the suitors for what he's going to do next. And then, and Larry middle fingering the network, not in a passive aggressive way, but in an aggressive aggressive way. I'm excited to watch the rest of this season.
Yeah. The next episode we're going to watch is called As My Career Lay Dying. So that is the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 1 and 2 of season 6. And that's spoiler in time. Thanks everybody for watching, for supporting us, patreon.com/cordkillers. You'll get these episodes earlier if you do. And you'll also get After Talk, where we talk about what shows we should put in to spoiler in time. So get those, patreon.com/cordkillers. We'll spoil you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.